You know, I wonder if people hear things the same way. You know, we always talk about colors. Are we seeing the same colors? Do we smell the same smells? Do we hear the same stuff? I mean, if I'm hearing a piano and it's playing a C, are you hearing the same thing? You know, or the steps in the octave, are they the same? Mm. How do we know that those are the right? How do we know if the pitch is right?
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I always thought that pitch was some sort of absolute,
yeah,
measurable thing with these intervals that musicians often talk about. And it turns out when you analyze it physically that the pitch that we hear is not necessarily directly related to the frequencies of the sound or the wavelengths,
like
however
the
you
wavelengths?
Want to talk about it. Yeah.
Huh. So if you took a bunch of musicians and you asked them to pick out these frequencies, these pitches, would they be the same? Are they, you know, if they get like a couple octaves above C, are they going to be all on the same pitch?
Well, there was a neat study related to that, actually, which sort of brought this into common understanding, that some professional musicians were put on an electric piano with all the knobs and stuff that they could actually change the pitches of and kind of make any sound they wanted to. So the assignment was, okay, you know how pitch intervals go. Your assignment is use that electric piano with all the knobs, and I want you to give me even-spaced pitch intervals going up through the octaves just by listening to it, and then you set the settings on this piano and then play them back, and we'll tell you what you did.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty consistently, the folks would be able to map out, okay, I've done the steps in the octave, and now I'll do another octave higher than that. And it sounded like they were going up and up and up in even steps of increasing pitch. But when it was analyzed, it turned out, yes, indeed, around middle C or so, they were getting pretty even steps in the actual frequency of the sound. But once they got up into the higher octaves, when you measured the frequency of the sound, the steps were actually getting longer and longer and longer, even though to the musicians it sounded like they were taking the same increase in pitch. It was getting to be that a step was about seven times wider on the actual frequency scale than it was on the pitch.
And did they all agree?
And they all agreed.
Wow.
So that was pretty weird. It was hard to explain at first. The next step of the study then was to take those frequencies and map them out on a model of the inner ear that you hear this stuff with. And basically,
now describe that.
Yeah. You could kind of say, well, it looks in your inner ear on either side of your head, it looks kind of like a coiled snail. But if you uncoil it, it's sort of like a trumpet-shaped thing full of fluid. And there's a membrane stretched through it like a drum head.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's sort of cone-shaped container, the width of that membrane will get narrower and narrower as it goes towards a little tip there.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, different parts of it are going to respond to vibrations differently.
Right.
So if you put in a sound, it goes into the fluid and makes the little membrane vibrate just on this little section, and then another pitch will make it vibrate on another.
Uh-huh.
Turned out when they mapped these frequencies out on the membrane, they were evenly spread on the membrane.
Even though the wavelengths were not a direct
relation. The wavelengths were changing in their width, but it was evenly spread on the membrane. That's what the musicians were picking up.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Marking it off the way we perceive it, not how the actual
vibrations
were.
So it worked for them.
Works for them, yeah.
Even though it doesn't work out maybe mathematically with the frequency.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. And then, of course, this can have implications for some people because our bodies are not completely mirror image symmetrical down your midline. If one of your inner ear structures is built slightly differently from the other one, it's going to respond slightly differently to the same vibrations, which you'll then perceive as a slightly different pitch in one ear or the other, which I imagine can be a big problem for some people, a professional musician trying to hear a pitch.
Well, maybe a professional musician would not. I mean, maybe that would sort of disqualify somebody from being a professional musician.
Yeah.
Well, someday we're going to have to talk about perfect pitch then, obviously. Thanks very much, Dr. Kurt Steger of Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with natural sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by the Glenn and Carol Pearsall Adirondack Foundation, dedicated to improving the quality of life for year-round residents of the Adirondack Park. www.pearsallfoundation.org. And Paul Smith's, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.